There was an article in the November 17th, 2017 edition of the Wall Street Journal titled Cultivating a Life of Gratitude. And it was by Claire Ansberry. I have it here. And but it's, that is not Claire Ansberry there. We'll get to that in a bit. It appeared in the November 17, 2017 edition on page A15. It relates to the story of Yolanda Abram Willis, who, with her younger brother, mother, and father, escaped to Crete when the Nazis invaded Greece back in the late 30s. They were, of course, Jews. And they were assisted by others on the Isle of Crete who risked their lives, these people risked their own lives to save Yolanda and her family. Because the Germans eventually attacked Crete and invaded Crete as well. And she decided that she wanted to find all of those people or their descendants and express her deep appreciation and thankfulness for what they had done for her family. Because you see, Yolanda and her whole family survived. They were split up. The mother and father, the children, were split up. In fact, Yolanda was not even told anything about her parents, where they were, or anything. In case she was captured, she couldn't tell them anything because she didn't know. Her brother the same way. But they survived, and they were reunited after the war. And she had this thing that she had to do. She wanted to find all these people and show her gratitude for what they had done. Today I want to consider one of the greatest attributes of our Father in Jesus Christ, and it is one which we must be grateful to them for. Our Father in heaven is perfect in every way, in thought, action, and deed. We all are aware of that. His ways are always based on love and concern. We all know this, but we might find that hard at times to fully comprehend, to fully understand that concept. I know I do at times, fully getting in our mind around that truth. But he always has the best interests of everyone at heart. Always. God the Father and Jesus Christ are givers. They are givers. In fact, as I have heard many times over the years, and I'm sure you've heard it too, we cannot outgive God. It is impossible. So I want to pick up in James 1. In James 1, verse 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Every good gift, it says, comes down from God the Father. It comes through from Jesus Christ as well. In verse 5 of that same chapter, it says, but if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives you all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. He gives bountifully to all who ask, who come to him. So, what has the Father and Jesus Christ given you or given us? What comes to mind? And I'm actually opening this up for everyone to make their comments. I have some things written down, but I'd like to know some things that you know that have been given to you personally, and that we can that I can add to my list, and we can share the list. Anyone have something that they want to throw out? Mention? Yes, sir.
first thing that comes to mind is family.
Absolutely. Yes, Debbie. Yes.
It's true.
Truth.
Peace that comes from knowing is true.
Oh, absolutely. Bob.
Our calling.
Our calling. Anyone else? Anything. I mean, it can be personal. It doesn't have to be something that, because everything it says comes from God, no matter what it is. Some of the things that, yes, Doug?
Miracles.
Yes, Debbie.
Perfect love.
Perfect love, yes. Doug?
His mercy.
His mercy, yes. Yes, sir. Ben.
To be invited to live with him for all eternity, everlasting life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of Doug's comment about miracles, everything about us is a miracle. If you think about it, everything about us is a miracle. Did you have something, guys? Okay. Yes, Debbie.
I'll be your best viewer today.
Good.
Friends.
I was wondering. Well, I did sort of have that, but in a different perspective. It's good. Yes?
Something that always comes to my mind is the blessings God gives us every day, but not just the ones we see, the ones that we never saw. The car that didn't hit us, the storm that passed by.
Blessings unseen. Yeah. And those, we don't even know how numerous those are.
I'd say along with that is answered prayers and unanswered prayers.
Yeah. Got a few others. Dad, as you listen to these, maybe it'll think of something else. How about his son? His holy law, which we talked about his love, which defines love. How about his grace? How about repentance? That's a gift from God. Repentance, which allows for forgiveness. The Holy Spirit, the gift that comes from the laying on of hands, healing. How about what you're holding in your lap, this Bible, the Holy Word of God. His holy days. And the understanding of his great plan, which is what Van was hinting at, which he said. The church, which is God's family, that we're allowed to be a part of. How about the daily food and drink that we have from day to day that's provided? How about the gifts of the Spirit? We have the Holy Spirit. Then he gives us gifts beyond that. How about hearing? You can hear me. I can hear you. Sight. Taste. Being able to feel. Those are all individual miracles that we physically have. How about the blessing of a mind that can reason and comprehend? The spirit in man, which sets us apart from all animals. And how about, these are just things that I was thinking along as I went along. How about guardian angels, ministering spirits that are there with us? And I put down our little congregation. You know, and the friends we've made because of the church, because we go to the feast from year to year, and we got friends that live all across the world, friends that we've made, friends that we have outside the church. This beautiful hall that we now have to meet in. Those are just some of the things, physical and spiritual, that I wrote down, and then I wrote down the ideas that you gave me as well. So many different things, these wonderful gifts the giver, the great giver, has given us. We don't need to turn there, but in Acts 2:38, we know that we are given that wonderful gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the very power of God the Father. We have that power in us, not fully, but we do have that power available to us. That gift of the Holy Spirit is also the down payment of our inheritance of eternal life. And what is that inheritance? Turn over to Luke 12. Luke 12, verse 31. Luke 12, verse 31. Jesus Christ here saying, "But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." And then he says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants us to have it. It's like he's talking to us, our little flock here. He wants you to have that kingdom. He wants you and me to be there with him. That's a great gift, a wonderful gift that we can lean on all of the time. How about the greatest gift of all? I don't have to read it. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." That is, my wife and I were just discussing this last night and this morning. That is the greatest gift. Without him, nothing would be. We would have no plan. We would have no purpose. We probably wouldn't even be here. But he had a plan. They had a plan. They worked it out. He gave us his son, and his son gave us his life. That is the absolute greatest gift given to mankind. And one day, the world is going to know it. God willingly gave us his only begotten son, and the son, Jesus Christ, willingly gave up his life so that we could have our sins removed from us, as we heard. As the psalmist says, "As far as the east is from the west." And that's pretty far. Now, let's look at one other passage before considering how we should respond in kind. 1 Corinthians 8. First Corinthians 8, verse 6. First Corinthians 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all are all things, and through whom we live. By him we take our breath. We exist because of Jesus Christ, the Son, our elder brother. It is through God the Father and Jesus Christ that we draw breath, that we live, that we exist. Everything that is comes from God, and we have life, this life today, and the life to come eternally, in and through Jesus Christ that is all made possible. Please turn to Ephesians 5. So how should we respond accordingly to these attributes of our Father? This attribute of his is the great giver. First and foremost, we must be grateful, always be grateful to God the Father and Jesus Christ. We must show that gratitude, that appreciation. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Put down. I have put down the wrong scripture, but it's okay. It's there. Ephesians 5, verse 17. I'm looking in the wrong place. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Being grateful, expressing gratitude always to our Father and our elder brother for all things, because all things come from them. He owns it all. Colossians 3, verse 17. Paul wrote this as well. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. No matter what it is we do, we are to do it all in the name of Jesus Christ with grateful gratitude. Grateful gratitude. It's redundant, but it gets the point across. Grateful gratitude. In Hebrews 13, seems Paul had a lot to say about showing gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16. Hebrews 13, 15 and 16. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. The sacrifice of praise refers to a thank offering called the peace offering in Leviticus chapter 3. A thank offering. But you know, this grateful gratitude and such doesn't extend only to God and only to Jesus Christ. It extends to our fellow human beings. our neighbors. It is an attitude that we have to have not only toward God the Father, but also to our husbands, our wives, our children, our co-workers, our neighbors, the people we come in contact with. This Wall Street Journal article about Yolanda Willis mentions that she recently wrote a book about what her family went through. Her son said that it gave her purpose and deepened her appreciation because she wrote this book. It gave her purpose and deepened her appreciation. Yolanda's son said that in the act of writing can help flesh out experiences and makes you understand things better. It's interesting to comprehend, to think about, to realize, because she wrote this down, she came to understand her experiences and she came to comprehend it better. That's good advice, actually, for all of us, me included. And I will say that I am not good at that, but the ladies in my family are quite good at it. They are much better than I am at it. The article goes on and says, feeling gratitude starts with a realization of what we have received from others and what it cost them. Because sometimes it wasn't free. Sometimes they had to pay a price as well. How much more meaning does that have when we think about our Heavenly Father and our Savior? What cost to them? The more we think about it, the more we realize how much more grateful we must be. We have gratitude now. How much more gratitude must we have? The author goes on to say, gratitude is good for us in many ways. Studies have shown that it strengthens our immune system, helps us sleep better, reduces stress and depression, and opens the doors to more relationships. But to reap those rewards, we need to do more than feel grateful. The word thanksgiving means giving thanks, says psychologist Robert Emmons. It is an action word. Gratitude requires action. The article continues and states that studies have shown most people are not very good at it. I would say that's probably pretty true. More women than men express gratitude regularly. I don't think that most of us men can understand that, agree with that. Those who tend to be more grateful are those who are religious and married couples, the study said. The study also made this observation. The younger people, now this is not putting them all in this category, but it says younger people between the ages of 18 and 24 express gratitude less often than any other people. So when you hit the age of 18 and 24, you just need to work on it. I'll be working on it pretty soon in my dreams. Dr. Emmons recommends keeping a gratitude journal. A good thing to do, and I am not one who does this well, as I mentioned, write three things down each night as you go to bed. Three things you're thankful for that day. Something that happens that you can be grateful for. And just write them down in a little journal. And some people write things lengthy. Some people just write down 1, 2, 3 points. But it's something to consider. It's not as easy to find gratitude when going through heartache, loss, pain, or trauma. But as the author wrote, it can also help us become more resilient and deepen our appreciation for what we do have, including the people who helped us through. It mentioned in the article that people that fellow employees, they find it very difficult, in many cases, to show gratitude to a fellow employee. A lot of times it's because they feel they're going to be taken advantage of. They're going to be considered weak. And as Dr. Emmons said, actually, the absolute opposite is true. It actually promotes relationships and friendships if we can let our guard down and show gratitude. Gratitude is not just for God and Jesus Christ. Gratitude is for each other. It's for your husband, for your wife, for your children, for your parents. It's for anyone else. Someone you're checking out at the Walmart or something. The checker that you're dealing with, maybe they're having a bad day, to try to say something really nice and kind to them. My father-in-law was always good at figuring out the server. I can't think of the word, but anyway, when the waitress or waiter would come up, and he could pick out that they were not having a good day, and he would do everything he could to get them laughing. And he would generally get that. By the end of the meal, he would have them laughing or smiling or something. That was something that was he wanted to do. He was very good at that. So showing gratitude, being thankful, being appreciative, is something that we all need to work on. I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm just saying that we all need to consider it. It's something that we could all work on. Turn over to Philippians 4. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. This is, we're all very familiar with this. But I want you to keep in mind something here as we read these two scriptures, 6 and 7. Paul wrote this to the Philippians, but he was in prison. This is one of the prison epistles. And he writes, verse 6 of chapter 4, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And finally, over in 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Paul here writing more about appreciation, thankfulness, giving thanks. He writes, verse 16, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice at all times and be grateful, for then we are fulfilling the will of our Father and His Son. But that is because it's helping us grow. It's giving us life. If we are turning anything around and being grateful and saying, "God, I'm so thankful for that. I appreciate what you've done there." And you go to someone else and say, "You know, I really appreciate what you did there. I know it's something small, but I know that it came from your heart. I appreciated it." It helps us grow as well. It benefits the other person, but there is benefit to you as well. So, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.